Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been off of doing the shows for a little while, and I appreciate you coming today and joining me and allowing me to share spirit guidance with you. I always start readings off to let you know that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death prediction type reading. I believe by asking spirit to share through the light, there is no darkness, and that's how I like to receive and share messages with you, and that's how spirit works with me. I use all my senses, so I share what I get sometimes to make sure that it connects with you exactly the way it's meant to, because sometimes it connects with me a little differently. If I smell smoke or I envision a fire, I may think there's a soul coming through at that transition during a fire, but you know it's a grandfather who was a fire chief for 25 years. That's the example I use because that's how my life experience wouldn't necessarily match up with yours, and that can make sharing messages a little difficult at times, but Spirit's really been working with me, giving me the most important messages to bring through. I have asked Spirit today to consider the time constraints that we have on a half-hour blog talk show, and in order to be able to receive as many callers as possible and share messages, to try to keep the messages as concise and to the point as possible. I do have a full switchboard, so I'm going to get to messages very quickly, but I just want to just make a quick mention to all my followers and everyone who listens, and I've had a very loyal, beloved companion for the last 14 years, my princess, my little Cocker Spaniel, and she has transitioned to Spirit now, and that's part of the reason why there's been a break in me doing shows. I needed a little time to care for her as well as care for me after her departing of the physical sense. She is very present in our spiritual knowing and always will be, and we're amused as to how she's sending signals. We asked her to choose the signal that we would receive, and it's turned to be hearts. So we're blessed to have spent that much time with her and miss her greatly in the physical sense, but I'm grateful for her in the spiritual sense. She'll still be present in all my readings and giving me the extra energy, I think, sometimes to keep on going. All right, my first caller, what I do is I say the area code, and then I give the last three numbers of your phone. That way we can keep everybody confidential. If you could just give me your first name and a question that you're wondering that you'd like to have some guidance from Spirit on today. My first caller is from area code 256, and the last two numbers are 888 in your phone number. Thank you so much for calling today. What's your first name?
Wanda.
Wanda, thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me.
You're welcome. And bless your dog passing away. I know how it feels.
Thank you. Yeah, she was definitely, you know, I don't have any biological children, so I definitely adopted her as my furry baby. Thank you.
Exactly. First time caller. I don't know how to ask for a message for Spirit.
Well, yep, whatever you're, if there's any specific area, I do psychic work as well as mediumship work, Wanda. And mediumship is really connecting with loved ones in spirit, if there's someone specific you're wanting to connect with.
Do you want to name them, or do you name them?
I
don't know. Go ahead.
Okay,
you probably already know.
I feel as if that's more the direction that this reading is meant to go for
okay.
you. Readings do take different forms, and even when
okay.
someone's asking for a more guidance psychic reading, we often get through identifiable energies helping guide
okay.
them. But Wanda, with you, I feel as if there's a very strong, I want to go with a masculine energy, and I'm feeling as if it's a couple of generations above you. There's a wonder about your strength and your ability to be, I heard like diversified, like you're, you know, you can do so many things. And I have to laugh because I feel that this soul has got a great bit of humor. I'm trying to get more specific as to what side of the family is. So I definitely feel it's a grandfather, but I feel a great sense of humor around this energy because when he gave that you could do so many different things, I had a grin because I also received the phrase, jack of all trades, master of none. Does that make sense to you?
Well,
about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's the name. That's my father, yeah.
Okay, because mm-hmm. it's as if, you know, he just makes me grin, this energy. It's a very light, joyful presence, and I feel that he really comes around you to boost you up during those times that can be very difficult. There's been some, you know, you can call them dry patches, you can call them bumps, you can call them obstacles, challenges in
mm-hmm.
the last couple of years that have kind of, you know, deflated your energetic will, I guess I would interpret this. And he's right there to boost you right back up and give you some humor and give you the real true knowing that this too shall pass. Do you hear that phrase in your head? Does it come to you like out of the blue? This too shall pass during the rough times? Thank you.
It's a certain situation that I've been going through with one of my dad's houses trying to sell, and it's been blocked.
Okay.
It's supposed to have been probated 3 years ago, and the lawyer was disbarred. And I'm hoping this shall pass, because I'm the executor over trying
okay,
to sell this house because it's bleeding me dry.
Good,
yeah.
Because I think that's exactly why he wanted to bring that phrase through, to reassure you that this too shall pass and this will get worked out,
mm-hmm.
even though it's been
okay.
difficult. There's been a lot of learning throughout that process as well, he's sharing. But he's very, very present in your everyday life and knowing when you're needing that boost, because there's times you don't understand
okay.
how you're able to keep going. It just gets so difficult. He's so...
Mm-hmm.
And joyful is a very strong word I want to share with you, too, that I would use it as a describer of the
mm-hmm.
energy. It's very difficult at times to get the right words, but that's,
mm-hmm.
I think, the best one that relates to his energy and what he brings into your everyday life. You know, he tries to bring in joy and laughter and humor. And, you know, those little phrases that will come through, he can really initiate those, too. So know that that's, you know, often how spirit can guide us is, you know we can generate our own thoughts, but when these other thoughts come through that are reassuring, loving, gentle, guiding, and kind, it's really those around us that are in spirit. It's the creator. It's all that is trying to help us have a better journey here. And that's what I
okay.
feel he's really conveying to you, and I really appreciate him doing that because I did forget at the beginning of the show to say if, you know, a message connects with you that's being given to someone else, it's really important to know it's meant for you too. Spirit can work through so
mm-hmm.
many different avenues to get to us the message that's most needed at that moment. So even if, you know, someone's hearing this being given to you and it's connecting with them, trust and know that he can take care of them too, is the way I want to say. You know, it's all one and we're all individual, but we're all together. So he's really a force to listen to and to share your life with, and trust and know that even acknowledging that they're there brings them forward even stronger often. You know, it's like, oh, good, she gets it. But he's definitely, you know, he's invested in letting you know that keeping, you know, he keeps bringing this too shall pass to help you know that all that you've already overcome is what you're going to look back at this as also.
Oh, yes, I'll never be over in the state again. Never.
Right. You know, it's really, some people choose to use the phrase life lessons, but I really am feeling that it's more of a life experiences that we accumulate, and that's how we grow. It's not pass or fail lessons. It's, you know, accumulating, you know? Well, thank you, Wanda. I'm so glad,
thank you.
I feel very blessed that you allowed me to be the first person to connect you with Spirit, and I look forward to connecting with you again.
All right, thank you.
Have a blessed day. Thank you. Yeah, it's always wonderful to get the messages that we're needing and deserving and asking for when we hear them delivered to others. It's happened to me very often, I have to say. My next caller is area code 202, and the last two numbers are 234 in your phone. Thank you so much for calling. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Camilla. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you, Camilla. It's great to hear from you today. Thank you for taking the time out to join us.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to hear about your dog. I know how that can be. Actually, my dog has been under the weather, so I can't even imagine.
Yeah, well, you know, we were very blessed. She was 14, and the last year we knew she had a brain tumor, and the vet was even amazed at how much strength she had. But, you know, more illness came, and it was just, you just didn't want to make her go through anymore. And she had been giving us the signs and signals that she was ready to have peace, so... we were blessed to have her, you know, a vet came right to the house and she was at her favorite place. It was just a beautiful way of being able to pay tribute to her whole life, you know. So thank you. It's going to stay with us always, and we know she her presence is, there's no doubt. It's so funny the way things come through, but, you know, she's been sending the hearts all over the place. It's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well,
awesome,
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you very much for your well-wishing.
Sure.
Did you have
so
a
question? So the reason that I was calling, yeah, I wanted to see what spirits had to say about my love life.
Well, you know, I have to say you've had some really difficult times with that. It's the first thing coming through. You know, you're such a giving soul, that I just want to, like, I would just hug you if we were together, because it's just, you know, you have so much to share and you're so anxious to share it. But I'm also hearing that there's times where you're not sharing it with yourself. So, and I'm also hearing, I give what I get, that there is times where, you know, you are connected with someone and you get those signs that it's not necessarily for your highest good, but you do have that way of knowing that the possibilities are there. But when you're in a relationship, it does take two to have that knowing of possibilities and willingness to work in that direction. And when you're seeing that it's not, don't be afraid to love yourself enough to let it go, to move on, to find something that is more positive. Now, if this is saying to release something now, or that you've just released something and it's reassuring, I'm not clear on that, but I know it's connecting with you in the way it's meant to. But in the future, I feel as if there is a lots of promise going on with your growing and knowing through all the connections that have been tough. You know, it's hard when you're such a giver to not attract takers. So it's very difficult for that. But there is the knowing of the experiences that you've already had, and kind of, I call them red lights. You know, you get these like twinges that give you that sign that it's just not right. But we can all talk over them, and we're meant to at times. I really believe that, to have these experiences in our journey. But it now is time to go forward afresh.
Okay.
I don't think that's a word. Anew, that's it, afresh. I make up words as I go. So
no, I understood, though.
Okay, good. So it's knowing that, you know, that you don't have to settle for less than you're deserving. And it's almost as if I want to put a mirror in front of you and ask you to be open to receiving someone just like you, as giving as you, and not one that's, you know, a diamond in the rough, because you tend to connect with diamonds in the rough, those that have potential and you know
mm-hmm.
it, and but they just don't see it themselves, so they never come out of the rough. And it's okay, because you've given them the potential of knowing that they can, you know, so that's where they grow, and you grow knowing that it's not possible for them at this time, but, you know, you wish them well and move forward. That's where
mm-hmm.
Spirit's also bringing strong emphasis, is moving forward and letting go of the past, of
okay.
things not working out and looking for reason and blame. Or it's really a knowing that it was just not meant to be, so it is a blessing it doesn't work. I know it's hard to look at that sometimes that way, but that really is the perspective
yeah.
that Spirit's emphasizing for you about the past. The four going mm. forward, yeah, you got to get out there. You have to start really, I want to say, initiating contact with those that you're, you know, drawn to. But it's also trusting your inner knowing and accepting what really is and not what you're wanting or wishing for. And it's okay accepting each person as what they are, and if it's not the connection, then it's not. But it's just, you know, not to spend a lot of time, because I feel like the way Spirit's sharing is, like, you can spend time with someone hoping that it's going to get better, and all that time you're knowing it's not working for you. So
yeah.
it's difficult, you know, and it's okay to go after what's working for you and release what's not. Even if, you know, especially in relationships, it's so difficult when we have free will and others, and, you know, intertwined. But your heart is still intact. I have to tell you, I wanna share that, because I feel like there's times you feel like it's broken and it's never gonna be filled or fixed or connected. So Spirit is reassuring you that it is, and also that
mm-hmm.
You know, allowing yourself to connect with those that you're drawn to is another strong thing coming back around from Spirit. That, you know, there's times where someone will catch your attention and the opportunity to connect passes, and that's okay. But it's making you aware of that sense of, you know, alert. I guess that's a funny word Spirit just gave. It's like they're alerting you to this energy of someone that you need to have experiences with. And there's so many that we are supposed to that we never get to, because we are
mm-hmm.
human and there's only so much time. But if you feel, you know, if you see someone across the room or at an event or and you're just feeling drawn, or, you know, don't be afraid to initiate that contact, because more times than not, he's feeling the same thing, you know, looking to but not taking the action. I just hear a lot of you have to get out more and do the things that you like to do, because there's only so many hours in the day, and you work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to meet people, huh?
Yeah, and I think you're right. I guess Spirit is asking me to release the person that I'm hoping that it works out for, just because it's hard. There's so many mixed messages with it that sometimes I feel like yes, and sometimes I feel like no.
Right, and what's most important is what you're feeling is for your highest good, and always know that the guidance that you get when you first ask the question, you know, should I really be in this relationship? If it's a no, it's really a no. But then the other stuff that we bring over is us, reasoning, you know, and I'm a pro at it. I'll admit it, you know, through my life experience, that's how I know how it works so well. You know, we can talk over, well, you know, you got to dot all the I's and cross all the T's and give it all the effort that you can, but you're really needing someone that's very similar to you, and I don't feel as if that connection's been made yet. It's more of the takers that have been attracted to your giving energy. And
yeah.
knowing this about yourself and understanding that, but it's not their fault. It's, you know, we have all different kinds of energies, and that's where it doesn't have to be, you know, a pass or fail. You know, it's experience. It's meant to happen, and it's okay if you let go of what's not connecting. And it's so funny. I just dropped my pen when I said that. I have to tell you, I love the way Spirit does funny stuff. It's, you know, releasing what's not working for you is always for your highest good, even when it's difficult. And that's how it can be difficult to do sometimes when others are involved.
Right.
But thank you for allowing me to share all the messages, because I think it's really meant to uplift you and give you the reassurance and validation of what you're having an inner knowing about already. You know, it's I had a wise teacher tell me many years ago, oftentimes we know long before we take action as to what's best for us. But that Spirit always with us, guiding us and patient, you know. But we are meant to be happy, and that's what's most important. All right.
Right.
Thank you so much, Camilla, for joining me, and I wish you blessings always, and look forward to connecting again sometime.
Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, my next caller is area code 305, and the last three numbers are 416.
Hi.
Thank you so much for calling in. What's
your
first name?
My name is Eileen, and
Hi,
this is my first time as well. And
thank you for calling.
Yeah, and I resonate to that last girl. Yeah, I let go of something, and I've been on my own for 9-10 months, like the new birthing cycle, but I've been alone for, you know, a period of time before that, 4 years. Anyway, my question relates to, I've been reading a lot of books, and I've been on the spiritual path a very long time, and I'm a very big sharer of heart, too. But I want to know, what am I supposed to learn from my soul's growth? Because these are the books that I'm being guided to read right now. Journey of Souls, Life Between Lives. Just everything about the soul growth. And I've fulfilled a lot of things on my bucket list. And I'll be 65 next month. And all of a sudden, with the letting go of the divorce of the ex-husband, all of a sudden, this was last summer, in October, I just came down with high blood pressure. And I want to know why Spirit's got me involved with this now, when I live a very clean, healthy life, no drugs, no alcohol, I'm organic. I've been eating vegan food for 5 years and vegetarian since 1972. So what am I supposed to be learning from this? And this medicine that they put me on, synthetics, I've tried a lot of herbal things, and they're not working. And if I don't take the meds, it's like my heart's going out of my chest. So I want to know what my soul is supposed to gain from this. If it's something I'm eating, if it is dietary, if it's something I'm lacking, if it's hereditary, if it's genetic, it's a lot to ask.
Well, I have to tell you, Eileen, what I'm receiving with the high blood pressure is it's an accumulation of all that's gone on with your vessel, with the physical vessel. There's been so much stress in your journey. I hear you've stuffed a lot of things, and yes, there's been a lot of growth in you know, over time, but there's been a lot of
sadness.
What I convey it often is it's symptom of what's gone on spiritually for so long. It's the physical symptom, and yep, it's. I just have to also say I'm receiving it would be so much worse had you not made a switch, because you haven't always had such an awareness of your physical self throughout your journey here. There's been a lot of stress. There's been not always eating organic. Do you know, does that make sense to you?
I started doing more of the organics about, I think, 10 years ago. But I've always been into vegetables and away from the processed foods, and I'm really healthy. I walk every day. I'm only 110 pounds. I sleep regularly. Everything functions really well in my body. But all of a sudden, this just came in. And
right. I just feel that what I'm receiving is it's like the built. It's the. You know, just as manifesting. You know, if we were able to manifest immediately, that would be good and bad, but it's also, you know, I feel as if it's all the psychological stuff that's been stuffed throughout all the years. That's where it's presented itself in a physical sense. But I do feel that it would be worse had you not had such a healthy lifestyle. You know, it would have come sooner.
Oh.
It would have been more intense. But you are, you know, you are very aware, but the expression of your awareness has just been a very small portion of your total existence in your life, in your physical presence. Does that make sense?
I don't understand that because I am an artist and I'm always creating through spirit and I travel the world and I meet people all the time just sharing the love and the light. So I don't understand what you're saying, to tell you the truth.
And
no.
That, I just feel as if that's not been your whole life, that there's been lots of stuffed emotions, feelings.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of therapy with that this year, and I've released a lot.
Okay, good, because
but,
that's where I
but
feel
But I came
that
in as a very happy
asking,
kid, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when you're asking, you know, why the physical ailment, I feel that that's really, you know, it's going to help with the release of all of that because that, you know.
Okay.
It's
you see me getting off of the drugs.
I do. I do. I really do. I feel that you're, you know, that you're able to, you know, as you're releasing and you're, you know, I would ask for reductions periodically and see
how
it goes.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You know, that's
like
what I'm
kind
of feeling is like
of the first pill.
Yep. To, you know, just start bringing it down because I feel as if, yeah, I do. I feel that you'll be able to release it. That's what
okay,
I'm receiving.
I have to take two, and the one in the afternoon makes me feel so much better. But what happens is the feeling in my body right now is I feel like I'm percolating inside all the time, and I
right.
think it's the medicine.
Right. Yeah, I think you'll be able to get off of it. Don't always pursue what you feel, what's brought to you as well, too. And you know that through your spiritual work.
Yeah, I do.
You know,
I do.
As you ask for things, you know, whatever comes to you, even as obscure as it could be at times, don't hesitate to investigate. Because
well, maybe
it's often
I should
a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, maybe I should ask the doctor to not take the one in the morning because after I take it, I feel horrible. But the one I take at night,
yeah, there,
I feel
you know, there,
fine.
There's a lot that there's a lot of alternative things that are really becoming more in awareness. But if there's something that comes along, I feel as if it's you know you're going to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that that's going to work to help you in this process as well to get off.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Because it's
for
not in my
me.
Nature at all to be on drugs.
Yep, absolutely, and that's even part of what's, you know, it's mind, body, spirit, it's all connected, and, you know, having that in there and not wanting it there is also meant to get it reduced spiritually.
Great.
Okay,
as well. I'll make a comment
all
to
right.
my doctor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Okay.
Keep in touch. Let me know how it goes. Thank you so much. All right, my next caller, I'm going to be very quick, I'm so sorry, is 509. And the area code is 125. I do have a caller on the line from area code 860 that if it's okay, I will touch base with you after the show because we are going to run out of time. But I am going to go on to my 509 caller now. And 860, I don't do this often, but you've been on hold for so long. I want to make sure that we do connect. So if we run out of time, I will. Thank you, area code 509. The last two numbers are 125. What's your number? What's your name, please?
Erica. Good morning, Ms. Crawford.
Good morning, Erica. I'm sorry. I'm down to about a minute. I'm so sorry. Is there something quickly I can?
I just wanted insight in regards to love. I was wondering what you see there. I feel like I've been single for the longest time, and like, I feel like it's overdue, and I know that I'm very, very picky, so, like, that's another factor, and I'm sure my patience will, you know, pay off.
Oh, well, you know,
but
when you use picky,
just
I just want to, I want to correct you right away, because knowing what you're deserving of is not being picky, and not settling for less than that is exactly what you're meant to do. Yep, the journey is going to be a little bit longer, but continue to, you know, take each experience as it comes, and know that it's going to lead, oh yeah, you're going to be partnered up within 2 years. I get 2 years, you're going to be partnered up. That's what I'm hearing.
So 2 more years?
within 2 years, you're going to be committed, and you could be married by then too, from the feeling I'm getting. So keep dating.
Uh-oh.
And keep allowing yourself to not lower what it is that you're desiring. They're going to cut us off. I'm so sorry, Erica, but you are going to find a partner that you are deserving of. So don't settle for less.
Okay.
That's really strongly coming through.
Okay. And I also wanted to tell you how I got that internship, the governor's intern. I remember asking you a while back about it, and I did. So I wanted to validate that really quickly.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you letting me know, because, you know, connected with your energy, I it was familiar, but I have to tell you, I don't remember readings, because it's like not my business too. I share it off. So congratulations. I'm so glad you got it. I'm sure you'll be successful and learn a lot. You know, that's what's going to be fun about it. Yep. Allow yourself to keep dating and don't settle for less than you're deserving.
Yeah. Is there a time frame as to when I would meet him, though? I mean, you're saying 2 years, but
I get
actually...
within 2 years, you are going to be like totally committed. So be open to, you know, accepting those that come along, and trust your knowing of who's the right one. But don't, you know, don't give up, or don't not date just because it's not working out, you know. But when you date and it's not feeling right, move on to the next one. It's okay to do that. And don't feel bad about it, because they're not meant to be with you either, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that insight. Uh-huh.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is still letting me talk on it.
Hello?
Hi. This is area code 860. And 229.
Hi.
I thought Blog Talk would cut us off, but it hasn't. So thank you for holding for so long. I really appreciate you joining me. What's your first name?
Raj.
Raj?
Yes.
Thank you so much for hanging on the line for me. I'm glad I'm able to get to you.
No problem. You're welcome. Yeah. Okay. So I have two questions. So my first question is, if you could tell me about my employment, and the second question is about my health.
Okay. Well, I feel as if they're like interchangeable. I feel that there's been your work has really put a strain on your health. Does that make sense, Raj?
Yes.
Thank you. All the experience that you have and what you've been doing is really admirable, but it's also, I'm just going to share, I don't think it's recorded, but that's okay if it is. We're not getting any younger, Raj, and it seems as if there's been a lot of wear and tear on your poor body, and a lot of stress, and a lot of, you know, the aging process stands still for none, and when you work so hard and you have such a difficult time with your employment, it really does take a toll on your health. I do feel that you're following, you know, guidance from the medical field, and I feel that making sure that you're comfortable with who you're dealing with, Spirit is emphasizing this. So if there's a doctor or something that you're not feeling has your best interests, switch, okay? You don't have to stay with the same doctor. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
There's something going on that, okay. Because, you know, oftentimes we're raised to not question authority or just follow the leader, thank you, is kind of the things that we learn. So if you're dealing with a doctor that you're just not feeling is right, you don't have to stay with that doctor. There are other doctors that you can connect with. Don't be afraid to switch doctors, okay? That's important for you to know. Because if you're not feeling like they're working with you, then they're probably not. You got to trust your inner feeling on that. I do feel as if you're knowing as to the effect that your employment has given you a desire to make some kind of a change in that area, and I feel Spirit is supporting that. I feel as if the experience that you have in the work that you do can be applied to other things and can be easier on you. and definitely easier on you physically. Can you teach what you do, Raj? Can you become like a trainer or a teacher? You've got a lot of experience in what you do. Is it very physical?
Yeah, it is mostly physical, yeah.
Okay. Because I just feel as if there's that spirit's kind of guiding you to going easier, but you can't really release all the experience that you already have. You know, you've put a lot of time into this job, this employment, huh? This career path.
Right.
I'm going to use it as a career path, right?
Right.
So, you know, exploring things that are expanding your ability to use your abilities without taking such a physical toll on you. And I'm also hearing that there has to be a way of releasing stress for you too, Raj. You have to explore more options for you that make you feel good, because you get so tired and you're so drawn out that there's not much time to do things that you enjoy. So most of your journey here is spent doing something you're not enjoying or that's not good for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's not what we're meant to do. And I know it's easy for spirit to say that. They don't have the responsibilities that we have, you know, financially and things, but it really is meant for you to make a switch at this time for employment, as far as finding a way to reduce the physical aspect of it as well as the stress of it. And I heard that you can teach. I heard you're a great teacher. I don't know that you believe that about yourself, but I'm hearing it and I share it.
Okay.
Okay, so if there's a opening in like a way to do training or I just feel that, yep, all the time and experience that you have can be utilized, but it's best to do it in a different way so that it doesn't keep causing you to have health issues. Are you like even like high blood pressure, Raj?
No, I don't have a blood pressure, but I have a little thyroid problem. Low thyroid.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely, work is definitely contributing to it. So if there's any way, I know it's, after all the years that you've put in it, you can't just release it and go fresh. That's not in your nature. But trust and know that if you're guided to an opportunity that can get you out of doing what you're doing, but still using the skills that you've gotten, go for it. You've got to. It's that's why these opportunities are coming towards you.
Okay.
Even if
so, do you think
different.
How soon I will have the job?
Yeah, I feel that you have to really be open to knowing that the skills that you have can be used in other ways. Do you know? It doesn't have to be the exact work you've been doing. I don't think it could. I think that taking those skills and applying them to something different is what spirit is guiding you and sharing is for your highest good at this time. That's why you're considering other things. So please continue to consider those other things that are coming through and don't just put them to the side like, I can't do that, I never did that. The skills that you have can be applied in many different ways. And it needs to be applied in a way that's easier on you physically and emotionally. Okay? So be open to the opportunities that come and take that action. Even if you don't think that you'll ever get it, but it's something you're interested in, watch how spirit can align you with what's exactly right for you.
Okay.
But you got to work with them. You got to take that action, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Stay in touch. I'd love to hear how things go.
Very good. Thank you.
Have a
Thank
blessed
you very
day.
Much. Yeah.
Thank you.
You.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.